يوم الثلاثاء on our program السفينة إلى الجنة. Yes, it's the 5th of Safar 1445. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Safar 1445. We focus on Surah Qasas, chapter number 28 of the Noble Quran, and verses 51 and 52. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informed us, وَلَقَدْ وَسْوَلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ. Wow, atifa in conjunction with the previous topic and subject. لَقَدْ لَام for an oath, لِلَّهِ and by Almighty Allah, قَدْ surely, definitely, positively. Wasallna means we send continuously to them the messengers. So it means one after another in quick succession. So Almighty Allah is one alone and unique, and he uses the royal pronoun we sent to stamp his majesty, authority and sovereignty, and it is a symbol of respect and reverence. وَلَقَدْ وَسْوَلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلِ and we sent to them humanity the verdict and the speech, the direct speech from Almighty Allah. لَأَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ so that humanity might accept these advices and they might embrace the truth. But humanity are such that you look at the parliaments in the world today, they think they know better than Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. Hence they have detached and divorced themselves from divine rights, and they only speak of human rights, and they speak of expediency, how they can benefit, and the masses can go and fly a kite. If you look at it in most countries, that is exactly what is happening. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ those are the people, remember that we gave them the books previously, and some of them هُمْ بِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ they believed in the previous scriptures. So when you believe in the previous scripture and you believe in the noble Quran and in the Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then like Abdullah bin Salam was a Jew and he embraced Islam. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a Christian, he embraced Islam. Negus was a non-Muslim, a Christian, and he embraced Islam. So for people like that, they will get double reward, as we will do in tomorrow's lesson. So Islam's message is consistent from the time of Adam and Eve and right till the day of justice. The oneness of Almighty Allah is non-negotiable. We must believe in all the prophets and messengers selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and not elected by people. And we must believe in life after death. That is known as Deen. The Deen from time of Adam Ali, Adam peace be upon him, Adam Ali Salam, the Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him never ever changed. What kept on evolving, changing was the Sharia. This is permissible, not permissible. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْ حَاجَةً. So we we need to understand that only Islam was, is, will always be the religion, and every prophet and messenger was a Muslim. No prophet was a Jew or a Christian or a polytheist. Chapter 3, verse 67, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So Abraham, peace be upon him, was not a Jew, was not a Christian, was not a idol worshipper, Allah forbid. So what was he? حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا, one who turned away from all the false ideologies and was a Muslim, that one who submitted, surrendered to Almighty Allah lovingly, willingly and sincerely. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us take you locally, nationally, globally and internationally with the news, views and interviews. Very, very interesting. 20 million people in danger in South Carolina. Now remember, from Palm Springs, it's going towards Nevada, and big, big problems there in America. They don't know what hit them and so forth. Palm Springs and so forth are like desert, and now they hardly get any rain. They got such rain, they don't even get in a year. So Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. In a split second, Almighty Allah can decimate, destroy the whole America and the whole world. That is our unanimous belief in the power of Almighty Allah. So the Americans are bracing themselves for even more and more rain and winds and what have you. And there's alert there for 20 million people. Biden, Commander-in-Chief, only went to visit, remember, Hawaii yesterday. So it shows that these are the people, they will sit in comfort zone in the White House and there in Camp David and so forth, and they will just go give one speech there and so forth. What about the hundreds of people that lost their lives? What about the people who lost all their belongings and so forth? But you see that that is your capitalism, that is your secularism, where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and you just come and give one speech there to fool the people. The Saudis, if you know anything about Saudis and politics, they pay millions and billions of dollars to various agencies and media personalities and journalists, so they write good stories about them. And therefore, now they want the new Saudi Arabia. They're opening up everything. So buy more soccer players, have the Formula One there, have the musical shows there. Anybody speaks against the Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, he's locked up and so forth. So, but Almighty Allah humiliates them, disgraces them in the whole world. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. That is the system of Almighty Allah. He honors whomsoever he wishes. He disgraces whoever he wishes. Now, the Human Rights Organization, they have collected all this information, and they're challenging the Saudi regime, the Kuffar regime, that you must answer. Saudi Arabia army troops have killed more than 600 people there on the border. If you know the borders, how they work, northern Yemen and southern Saudi, so there the borders they meet, and the Saudis are shooting and murdering, and the majority of the people were Ethiopians, many of them Muslim. So I always told you that in Saudi Arabia there is no such thing as human rights. It's a complete monarchy and a dictatorship. And remember, only fools and sellouts and traitors to Islam will take money from them, remember, from MBS and them, and accept their invitations. These are scholars for dollars, these Salafis, and selling the deen of Islam, selling Islam. Now we go to our neighboring country, Zimbabwe. If you know anything about Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe gained independence from, you know, Ian Smith, Rhodesia. And this was in 1980, and then you had Mugabe, and so now it's more than 40 years that they are in power, the ZANU-PF and so forth. So this week here is the election. The opposition says if they win again, you must remember it is a shame and everything dandly. That means that the elections have been rigged and so forth. And more so, remember, in the far-lying, outlying areas, the periphery, because their people are poor, and they just give them some money or give them some food and so forth and so on. You know how easy it is to trick people. So that is what happens and so forth. In South Africa today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 22nd, 23rd, 24th is the start of the BRICS summit. 40 heads of state are here in South Africa. But listen to what China wants, and let's see vis-a-vis. Put China one side and put South Africa one side, and then you see the results for yourself. China, the premier and them say Ching Ping Ping, whatever his name is. So he says that BRICS must expand and get bigger, and they must rival the G7. That is what China is saying. So South Africa says that, you know what, we had a close look at China, and what we found? We found that in the past 40 years, China has taken out 800 million people from poverty and let them lead a prosperous and a decent life. So that is what South Africa must emulate. So now I want you to use your common sense, which is not common nowadays. Just wait with that story and let's go to the next story. So now, yesterday, the Reserve Bank passed a decision that the president is now not guilty, and he committed no crime with Pala Pala, with the millions of, you understand, amount of reserve, foreign money, and what have you, and so forth. So the churches, remember that the churches stood up. They said, you Reserve Bank, you have answered few questions and created more questions now. So you see, that if you want to study China, you know what China is doing to the Muslims, the Uyghur Muslims. In China, you break the law. I've been to China. You must remember that when I used to walk there and I just go to one police, one army guy, there'll be other four or five guys coming and they'll ask me that, I'll ask them first, that does anyone of you speak English? They'll say, wait. And then they'll call one guy. But there'll be three, four other guys there. So they have rule of law. Do we have rule of law here? From top to bottom, you must remember the politicians are breaking the law. Who's got confidence in any of these politicians? But you can have BRICS summit, or you can have World summit, or you can have African summit. All that for us, the ordinary man in the street, means nothing. Let me tell you that. Because the corruption is already systematic from top to bottom already. Now, if you put some ministers in orange overalls and send them to prison, then you will be emulating China and so forth. Where there's respect for the law? Where's the respect for the law? I will not respect the law when I see the taxis just moving and stopping anywhere. So how you expect all these things here? So you must remember that our politicians and the ruling party are a disgrace. You must remember this. That it seems crime pays. The richer you are and you get richer, and the poorer you are, you get poorer. So that is not how China and Singapore and them, they dealt with corruption first. So that is what you need to do. But I don't think it will happen in our lifetime. So anyway, so that was something. Britain, with Sunak there, they have big problems. Remember, Sunak was not elected. He became prime minister on default. So the rentals are skyrocketing beyond people's ability to pay rental. And remember, Israel, the Harami, the terrorists, every day they're busy murdering, killing, injuring somebody. So yesterday they attacked Damascus and Syria and so forth. We're very happy to announce in the weekend two Jutlas, the father and son, dispatched to hell. And then yesterday, Monday or Sunday, whenever it happened, a lady was attacked, another one in hospital. So we have no sympathy, empathy for them. This is a war situation, and you kill our innocent people, the baby killers, as Khafar like Ronnie used to say, you know. So Ronnie Casserles used to call them baby killers. So that's, we agree with him on that issue. And last night and yesterday, Monday, 55 people embraced Islam. One yesterday morning, our sister Zainab, she was Candace, and she embraced Islam. We say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Last night in the Q&A, 54 brothers, sisters embraced Islam. With the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, this is the wasila, barakah, blessing of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First Allah's mercy, then the wasila of Nabi alayhi salam. We thank the captain Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. We thank our brother Ibrahim Anderson, our roving ambassador, mashallah. 70% of the Germans want a new chancellor, you see. So that's exactly what I'm telling you. Today the people don't want their leaders because 90%, 80% are corrupted. You go to Pakistan, they don't want Choroki Hukumat. But remember, they rule with the army, they rule with the police, they'll put the gun at your head and so forth and so on. Trump, listen to Trump. Trump says that Thursday he will surrender and he will go to Georgia and they can't arrest him because he's rejecting and denying all the charges leveled against him. So remember, there's big politics, the big circus goes on in America and so forth. Now understand this story. Ukraine warns Israel that you Israelis, you Jutlas, you Haramis, you're treating our Ukrainian people very, very badly there in Israel. And if you do that, then we know what to do also. So that was a strong and stern warning from Ukraine. Both of them Jutlas, both of them cursing one another. And that is what Quran Karim taught us. Chapter 59, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. You think that they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Dhalika bi annahum qawmun la yaqilun. Because they got no brains and no intelligence. And then we see Israel treating the Christians with the contempt, remember. So how they treating Muslims, now they starting treating the Christians. Now the Christian world will wake up and say, we supporting this Jutlas, Haramis, terrorists and occupiers, you must remember. But they are treating our people so badly. So that is how the world opinion is turning against apartheid, terrorist, Nazi Israel, the children of Hitler. Israeli police are saddest with a license. You read all these articles in the Haaretz newspaper, you will find it there. Inshallah al-Aziz, today 8:30 to 9, Mona Riaz Dimbada, he's also one of our students and is running, mashallah, a rehab. And I say mashallah because mashallah, I've been there several times, but remember, it's an indictment upon us as Muslims. So many Muslim women and men and children are getting hooked up on drugs and what have you. So he will speak about many of these issues with Moaz Aid Khan, inshallah, between 8:30 and 9. 11 to 12 will be bliss of marriage, inshallah, with Mona Arafat. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Ameen. Allah Ta'ala accept us all.
5:39 a.m. South African time. Breaking news, Ustad. I know yesterday morning we had Sister Candace. She accepted the Shahada. Her name now is Zainab. Last night we had 54 people, all from Zululand. 38 males, 16 women. And I see this morning our beloved brother Ibrahim Anderson says, Assalamu alaikum, the Honorable Mufti Saab. Kindly help us with the Shahada of my two female cousins. They chose the names Amatullah and Maryam. We are ready, inshallah. Affidavit was done yesterday. Brother Ibrahim Anderson, Ustad.
Barakallahu feekum, my brother Ibrahim Anderson. Jazakallahu khairan. You bring tears to our eyes. People tell me and send messages to me that we were born Muslim, we embrace Islam, but we feel so ashamed. We didn't make one person a Muslim. And yeah, Ibrahim Anderson bringing in hundreds of people into the fold of Islam. MashaAllah. MashaAllah, you, my sisters, you chose the best names. Amatullah, Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Ahabbul Asma ilallah, the most beloved names by Almighty Allah, Abdullah wa Abdurrahman. For the male and the man will be Abdullah and Abdurrahman. And for the females, Amatullah, Amaturrahman, the female slave of Almighty Allah, excellent name. Maryam, ma. MashaAllah, your honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the noble Quran, chapter 19, dedicated to the mother of Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam's mother. Isa mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran, referring to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So my honorable sisters, Maryam and Amatullah, come read after me, and you, Brother Ibrahim Anderson, you will teach them, inshallah, the basics, and then get some women to teach them other issues as well. So read... read after me, sorry about that, that read after me, Ashahadu, Ashahadu, Allah, Allah, Ilaha, Ilaha, Illallahu, Illallahu, wa ashahadu, Anna, Anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, Abduhu wa Rasuluh, Abduhu wa Rasuluh. So now you are Muslims, you got Muslim name, the affidavit is signed, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Repeat after me the translation, I bear witness, that truly, there is none worthy of worship, there is none worthy of worship, but Almighty Allah, but Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness, and I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be, was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger, the last and the final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. So you are Muslims now, you must learn about Islam. We make a quick dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma thabbitna lil iman wa amitna lil iman. O Almighty Allah, that great to your fadl, your grace, your mercy, our brothers, sisters, children are embracing Islam. O Almighty Allah, this is the barakah wasila of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, use us for your deen. Use us and make us the khadim and ambassadors of Islam, O Almighty Allah. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi sha'ni habibi, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين. MashaAllah, Brother Ibrahim Anderson, you're turning Zulu land into Muslim land, MashaAllah. And inshallah, wherever you are, in Ulundi, Juzini, Richards Bay, in Pangani, so our duas are with you, my brother, our ambassador. Jazakallahu khairan.
I see Joshua here. He says, AK, please tell us, who is this Anderson guy? We Jewish really want to know, who is this guy? Joshua Ustad.
But I don't want to tell you. You see? I'm asking you, how many nuclear you got? So you don't want to tell me. Mm-hmm. When Iran says that we want to make nuclear, so every day BB is going on. Even yesterday he spoke against Iran. So I'm asking you, what's so special about you Jews that you are the murderers of prophets and messengers? You are the baby killers. You are the occupiers and stealing land every day almost. And so now you don't want to tell the world how many nuclear you got. So, and you can go and murder and kill anybody basically. Who murdered Shirin Abu Akila, the Christian journalist of Al Jazeera, matter closed? Who murdered Muhammad Tamim, the two-year-old boy this year, and matter closed? So you don't speak to the world, so we tell you, fly a kite. You want to deal with Ibrahim Anderson, you speak to AK first. I gave you my number 100 times, 071-888-1184. That is how we deal with you Jutlas, Haramis, terrorists. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
I've got Brother George Ustad. He says, morning to you and to the team of Ansar. Why did Hendrik Verwoerd introduce apartheid in South Africa? Ustad, George.
My brother, you never heard about Hendrik Verwoerd. I was in school and they gave us off. Oh, they say we all must cry. They told us we must cry. So we asked them, why the hell must we cry? They said, because Verwoerd was then stabbed and assassinated. You must remember, some girl, Stefanus, whatever his name was. I was in primary school. I remember that incident very, very well. And they told us, you must go home. South Africa is in mourning. Now you, my brother, Go read the statements of the Nationalist Party. Go read how apartheid was introduced. When Farhood was interviewed, you brought about a policy of segregation, apartheid, which is inhumane. You're judging people by their color. And look at the boards you all are putting. They had whites and non-whites. No non-whites and no dogs allowed in this park. You don't think I can just forget all this? They used to call us coolies. Hey, coolie, khanadi coolie dorp too. So, and for the Africans, they use the K word and so forth. You think we can just erase all that? So he said, Farhood, you go and see his statements. He said South Africa is copying Israel. What he said? That Israel is our role model and we are imitating them. So we also have our own style of democracy. When the pressure was coming too much, then they told the Indians who were sellouts, go look at all of them. Today they want to come speak a lot of human rights and all that. Go and see who was in the House of Delegates. That was the Indians and so forth. You must remember that. You know Raj Bansi and all that guys there. And the Muslims also were inside. Many Muslims, sellouts, traitors. And then go to the college House of Representatives. You must remember that. For Indians, House of Delegates. And for the college House of Representatives, you know they had that priest, Hendricks, Reverend Hendricks or whatever his name was. So that was the big leaders in the sellouts. And then for them they get homelands, all your Transkei and Surskei and all these things here. So that is how the white men played one against the other. You know what the white men, what Farhood and what Foster and all their B.W. Birds policy was. The Africans, the blacks, you must keep them uneducated, put them far away, and everywhere put a shabin. So let them just get drunk and drunk and drunk, and they can't think. If you know anything of apartheid, let me give you a lesson of apartheid. Besides Mandela, there's another leader. The world doesn't speak about him, but he was one of the most intelligent leaders, if you know South African politics. Sobukwe, you must remember that, Robert Sobukwe. They left him in isolation, so he must not mix and mingle with anybody, because he was too smart for the apartheid regime. You must remember these things here and so forth. But now you had Robben Island, but Robben Island turned out to be that university that produced the most millionaires and billionaires compared to any university in the world. That is the history of South Africa, my brother. You got it now? So the corruption, it started there, and we will take over. We all will become millionaires, and that's the whiteys told them. You will get power and you'll become millionaires. The people can go fly a kite. And that's exactly what happened.
George wants to know, are you from Heidelberg, Ustad?
Heidelberg. Ek is gebore daar, my broer. Heidelberg heen in the Transvaal. Now we say Gauteng. Ek is from Heidelberg af.
Yeah. Somebody says, is organ transplantation allowed in Islam and is it agreed upon by all scholars, Ustad?
You will hardly find a modern issue that is agreed by all scholars, because this falls under mimbabil ijtihad, that you have to think and so forth, but you have to have the knowledge and have the taqwa and piety. You can't be following these scholars for dollars and these guys who are half politicians, one leg here, one leg here. They themselves are mixed up where their legs are. You must remember that they are the scholars who sit on the fence and committing a major offense. So we discount them. They don't come in the reckoning. So when you speak of the people who have that great knowledge, so there's difference of opinion among the scholars, the contemporary scholars. If you take organ transplant, somebody needs a kidney, somebody needs an eye or what have you. So is it permissible or not? Yes, permissible. But you can't be selling it. It must not be for aesthetic reasons and cosmetic reasons. It must be really a big need, matter of life and death and so forth. Then even our fatwa verdict will be permissible. Other ulama say not permissible. We say 100% we agree with you on that score. That's your right, and that is precaution and ihtiyat and so forth that you say is not permissible. But the problem we have with that most of these scholars who say not permissible, if their wife or their son or daughter or some family members need a transplant, then they will go for it and say no. You know, some ulama, then they use our fatwa and our verdict and so forth. So yes, blood transplant transfer, blood transfusion, by donating blood, all that permissible. Organ transplant permissible, provided you're not selling the organ and is not for cosmetic and aesthetic reasons, then it's permissible in Islam. That is our verdict. Other ulama say no, so that is precaution and taqwa, and it's better to abstain.
A listener says, I'm a Hindu AK. Will Allah listen to my prayers? My name is Nishan Ustad.
Allah listens to everybody's prayers. But you, my brother Nishan, you have to pray. You have to pray directly to Almighty Allah, the one and only creator of the entire universe. You can't be praying to your idols. You can't be praying through your idols and use them as an intermediary. When the mushrikeen, polytheist idol worshippers, there in Makkah and Arab Peninsula, they were asked, why you worship these idols? They say, ma na'buduhum illa liyuqarribuna ila Allah zulfa. These idols will take us nearer to God. So if that are the things you are doing, then that's wrong, obviously, and is unacceptable. In Islam, no form of idol worship is permissible. All are condemned. So you must learn to pray directly to Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah will listen to you. In this world, people who are Muslim, people who are non-Muslim, Almighty Allah listens to their supplication and begging. But in the year after, then وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ, then the crying, weeping, sobbing of non-Muslims who are sane and mature will not be heard. You, my brother, sister, Nishan, that you got 30, 40, 50 years you are, so you should be thinking, tomorrow death will occur. What answer will I give my Creator? So you should be thinking on those lines. We invite you towards the truth of Islam and everybody else as well.
I see brother Zach. He says, if Moses married an Ethiopian, AK, why were their children not allowed into Israel? Zach, your answer please, AK Ustaz.
So you must remember this. I don't know how much you know about Israel and the Jews currently. We say Jedad Moses was dark in complexion, right? We say Moses had sheepish hair. So he himself was a person like that. And if you look at today, the Jews are not even worried about where Moses is buried and so forth. The Muslims will worry about that, and the Christians will worry about, they're not bothered about that, because they feel ashamed to admit that Moses was dark in complexion. If you say his wife was dark in complexion, is nothing surprising, because he himself was like that. فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّازِرِينَ, his hand then became shining, glittering as a miracle. So if he was very fair in complexion, so then where's the miracle then? So therefore, we should understand things, my brother. I just bring it, we contextualize it, then I'm going. Today, you go to the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. They brought people from Ethiopia here and there. They call them the Falasha Jews. Go and see how they treat them. That many a time they donate blood, they don't accept it. And they are treated as second, third, fourth class citizens. You'll get a Jew who comes from East Europe and Western Europe and here and there, and he will catch the guy, the African Jew, the Falasha Jew, by his hair, and tell him, you look like an animal, and all the whiteys there are surrounding, taking selfies and all that, and all are laughing. That is what you will find in Israel today. So a proper apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, my brother. So better wake up and dismantle Israel, then the world will find peace. Barakallahu fiqh. Inshallah, 6 o'clock will be news, and then Mawana Khalid, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.